Fate has smiled upon you. Your listless wandering through the internet has fortuitously bore you to the IDTU bonus podcast zone. Take a moment to marvel at your good luck. Now prepare your auditory organs for a special episode of Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Freaky.
I don't know. It just freaks me out.
I don't know why.
I can't honestly put a face to that name.
Yeah, he kind of looks like he's a member of Bachman Turner Overdrive, which you can't put any faces
to
either.
Yeah, that's.
But imagine like
I imagine
really,
weird haircuts,
really
with that band,
really
though.
Wide-shouldered, heavy-set men in fur coats. Something like that.
It's like the Russian mafia,
but with like guitars, kind of like ZZ Top, but the guitars aren't furry. They are.
Interesting.
Like a bunch of Wookiees playing guitar and singing about working 9 to 5. That's Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Bachman Turner Overdrive. It sounds like a prog rock.
You know them, don't you?
I'm sure I do.
Taking care of business.
Oh, that's Bachman Turner.
Taking care of business. Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way I've been taking care of business. Yeah. That's them. I've seen those boys live.
Wow.
They opened for Van Halen.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that song...
That was Van Hagar, though, when I saw the Van Hagar version of that band. That's who opened for.
That song just reminds me of, like, any commercial.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I don't associate it with a band. I associate it with, like, Kleenex.
Well, it's all, like, you know, it's just that perfect... I mean, they don't have to work again.
Oh, of course.
You know,
no,
that,
good for
that,
that
song
that's incredible.
That song took care of it because...
They've got a song lexicon of like...
And think about all the local radio commercials and everything paid to use that song because it's taking care of business.
Yeah.
Boom.
The perfect song for taking care of business.
Yeah.
They put the act of taking care of business into musical sonic form.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, like Dolly World was built off working 9 to 5, that song.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a great song.
That's a great song. But it was used for everything, you know. And who wrote that? You can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan. It was that one, that song. I don't know.
You lost me.
I don't know. It was Helen Reddy, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, you want to try to get that up for a stream, any stream?
I was thinking that we would stream Old Gold.
Oh, yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah for
cool,
sure.
Cool.
Stream Old Gold.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. I'm really excited for Old Gold tonight. Are you going to take a hit of that
I
weed
am
gonna
ever, take
or
a hit
are
of
we
it.
Going to just like grow old and die watching you hold that pipe? Because I am ready for my turn. I'm ready for my turn.
Please don't speak like that.
Why not? So I wasn't speaking like that, but it sounded like I was there. I know.
It's disturbing to me for some reason.
Willie?
Yeah. Yeah, Willie. It Willie is. Any adult doing baby talk is...
I don't know if that's Willie baby. Don't people... Aren't there people out there that talk like that that have that speech impediment? Can't say R's.
Oh, yeah. It's very hard.
Okay, all right, that's a racist.
It's hard.
But like, aren't
no,
there,
that
aren't
wasn't
there...
racist. I remember kids in my fifth grade class, there was usually a kid who
I
like,
thought you were
didn't
doing
quite
Asian
have
accent.
The
I'm
down.
Being racist. I'm being racist because I'm
you're
hearing
racist,
Asian.
Man. Don't point that racism gun at me.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate your apology, but now I know that you are weak. Now I know that you are the weak, and I will take advantage of you and shame you. Into thinking that I don't know where I'm going.
There's only that the pool of shame's only so deep,
right,
Spencer? It really is.
And you're pretty tall. So.
I am pretty tall. Yeah, it's never really been up beyond the knees, really, with the shame thing. Yeah.
Hey, did you end up watching Coco? That movie? I see you got. The
I have
DVD.
Not watched Coco yet. No, I
watched
Deadpool 2 recently.
What did you think about Deadpool?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
I think it was fun.
It was a little It was a little too quippy this time.
I didn't really think so.
No.
You know, I thought it was just like it was kind of what it was, and it stayed. It's a logical extension of. It was kind of like National Lampoon superhero movie. I mean, that's kind of what it was. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw it as more of like a, you know, like Vacation or like one of those sorts of movies, but with superheroes.
Right. It's a romp.
Yeah. It's a total.
It's a laugh out loud fun time.
Yeah. And the old Deadpool comic books were even more like flip it and like talking to the fourth wall and all that shit than that movie ever was.
Sure.
So it totally fit. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and there was some forgettable. I mean, really, like after it was over, it was kind of like forgettable. And like the one thing, like,
remember what happened.
Here's a spoiler. So if there's, if you don't want spoilers for it, like turn it off.
Oh, you should have seen it by now.
But, how did he know that the bullet was going to go in the exact same spot when he put the coin back into, Deadpool's shirt or whatever, you know, like,
I don't remember this part.
He knew that he would shoot exactly the same trajectory and Deadpool would jump exactly the same way in this next time stream, just perfectly.
Yeah.
Like that it would all be exactly the same. Well, except that it wouldn't.
Powers, when you got powers like that, you got powers of perfect placement. You know where to place everything so that in 10 years, this thing is going to fall and kill this guy. Or you know what I mean?
I guess it's Cable, you know, so why not? Why not?
Cable. I was wondering who the fuck even the Cable. Bad guy was. Yeah.
Yeah, Cable was kind of the bad good guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he was in the comic books, you know, kind of like he's trying to kill somebody, but you don't really understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Coco was good.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it. I love Pixar. I love Pixar. And I'm excited for this Banksy Does New York. I think that's going to be a great one.
Interesting.
And Alex Gray Cosm.
Oh, you are going to have a fun time.
Yeah, I've got some good stuff. And David Gilmour.
Drop some acid, maybe?
David Gilmour, live at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be sick. Yeah. The Banksy ones, I Exit Through the Gift Shop.
It's great. I love that movie.
Is fantastic.
Love that movie.
I don't know. Somewhere after that, it kind of seemed to get a little too like commodified.
I haven't seen any other movies by him.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I guess I've just seen like his work is more what I'm talking about.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has become like
to the point where I'm like, is this guy, you know, it's a flower and there's a guy shooting the flower and he's saying no, well, like no hate, or it's just sometimes I don't know.
He has been commodified. He has been adopted. His style has been adopted by so many graffiti artists of less caliber than him. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that like he doesn't tell you like which ones are his or which ones aren't his.
Right.
You know. I mean, sometimes he will occasionally like release like when the time that he defaced that thing in the museum or hung up that painting that he hung up in the museum, he had someone film him do that so like they knew it was really Banksy or whatever. But like, yeah, it's an interesting deal. He would be an interesting topic.
I'm thinking about that right now.
Yeah, he'd be an interesting topic. I really followed quite a bit of him earlier and I haven't followed it recently, but Exit Through the Gift Shop's a fantastic movie.
Oh, when that came out, and me and all my friends in like high school were all obsessed with
it's amazing
shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, my favorite by him is the Barcelona Zoo, where he got into one of the animal cages and he went and he made like the prison marks on the wall like prisoners do when they're marking off days of their sentence, and he just went around all of it and put that all around the cages. That was fucking amazing.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah, like how the fuck do you do that?
Super fucking clever. And like that's just
I don't mean to shit on Banksy at all, and obviously it's a whole other can of worms,
but his celebrity is problematic. I agree.
Yeah,
there's things about it that I don't really believe. It's kind of hokey at times.
Well, I think to operate as a celebrity in our culture, it's like you gotta be.
Wait, there is that movie about Banksy coming to dinner, or there's something like.
There's so many movies now. That's what I'm saying. Like,
He doesn't control his trademark, so people can make movies that have his no involvement with him at all, and he doesn't do anything about it.
Wow.
Because that's kind of what he does to everybody else. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I'm camping again.
Yeah, you are a camper.
Just tell me, you're like, oh, I smell a fire.
I kind of have to walk you through it because you don't smoke weed.
I don't really smoke weed, okay?
I mean, you come holding big handfuls of weed like, when you show up at my house.
That is not true.
You don't smoke it. You just transport it in your hand. Yes. Just like you just pick it up or whatever.
I just transport it from my hand into my lungs via flame. I don't smoke weed.
Yeah. You don't smoke weed. So this is the part where you have to put your finger over the little hole there.
Okay.
And then you put the fire right above it. And then you, breathe in that. And yeah, just like that. Perfect.
That didn't work.
No, put that fire right by your mustache. Just get that going real good. Like, it's almost like you're going to put that lighter in your mouth and turn it on.
I've never smoked it before.
Like that. And then throw the weed in your mouth. As your face hair burns.
This isn't how you smoke. You're trying to fucking kill me.
No, I'm just having a little fun.
You guys, Craig is trying to fucking kill me. I know it.
If I were trying, you'd already be dead.
You know, it's stuff like that. This is a killer, all right? That's why if I don't turn up, you know, and Craig, you know.
I've been working on my rap. I'm working on some beats, some rhymes, you know.
Nice.
I've been working on those, and they're kind of surprisingly violent. They kind of keep turning violent.
I'm not surprised at all. Keep bringing it back.
You know, I'm trying to fit into that suburban white kid thing, and
quiet Wyoming rage.
No, I don't have really
got
any
that
rage.
Quiet.
I'm not really
seething,
angry though.
Seething, but people just know, like, oh, he would fucking snap my neck in like 2 seconds. Just be like,
I don't think that's true. I don't think that people feel like I just could snap their neck at any moment.
No,
bury him out in the prairie.
See, there you go. There you go again.
They don't think that.
I maybe think it a little bit.
Maybe.
See, it's, it's crazy. Now you're doing it on purpose.
I'm doing it on purpose, maybe. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't think that.
I don't think that, Craig. I don't think that. Think what? That I, like, kill people that have
that you're a murderer?
Good. No, I don't.
I don't think that you're a murderer.
I'm not. No, I've never killed anybody.
Sure.
There was one guy that fell down the stairs once that I'm not really sure how that turned out. But
right.
Like, yeah.
You know, that was an accident.
Well, it was, I was in Prague, and the dude that I was traveling around with, we were like kind of brawling those days. So I was like hanging out kind of by myself most of the time.
Wait, this is real?
Yeah, it's a story.
Oh, shit.
So it's like Prague, like 1994, 95, something like this. And I was brawling with the guy that I was there hanging out with. And so we were kind of like hanging out by ourselves. And I was coming up this long, like, Prague underground, like, downtown. Like, it's really deep. So, like, there's these huge escalators coming up. And I was, like, coming up at the museum. I think it was the museum stop or whatever. And that's a super deep one especially. And it was kind of later at night. It was, I don't know, maybe 9:30 or 10. And it was, like, a Tuesday night. And at that time, like, Prague wasn't like it is today, where it's like fucking Disneyland and there's just people out all the time or whatever. This was pretty quiet, right? And there were still like a lot of pickpockets and shit like going on around there. But I was like kind of in my own world, listening to like headphones, like kind of walking around Prague, and I was definitely like, I'd almost gotten like robbed a couple times. So at this point, I had all my shit in like a money belt. But in my back pocket, I had a map of Prague that was all like folded up, and it probably looked like a wallet or whatever. And I'm going up this escalator, and I'm just standing there because I'm in no hurry to go anywhere. And this dude comes up behind me, and I didn't see him or anything. And I feel like this hand like reach into my back pocket to like grab my wallet just as I'm starting to reach like the top of the escalator. You know what I'm saying? So like grabs the wallet. I turn around and he runs around me and he's out. Or whatever. That was the fucking plan. And I just fucking came back around with my elbow, and like I didn't really even think about it, but I just kind of whipped around with my elbow like really pretty hard.
Yeah.
And caught him just right, and dude went backwards on the fucking escalator and rolled fucking down the escalator.
Ooh, the escalator too.
And I was even there long enough to like see him get to the fucking bottom. You know, I mean, he was fucking going, and I was like, oh, shit. And I fucking went around the corner and fucking just disappeared down the street. but he was trying to fucking pickpocket my shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we were the only two dudes on the fucking escalator going up or down.
And he was reaching into your back pocket.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know he was fucking behind me that close. You know what I'm saying?
But you felt it. And you were like, was your first thought like, whoa, pickpocket, I gotta whip around?
Well, I didn't, I was just like, what the fuck? And like this, yeah.
Oh, so there was no like actual preparation of
I wasn't
like
swinging to hit anybody really with the elbow too much. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
you kind of had it out.
I felt like maybe someone's coming up behind me or whatever. So you kind of whip around like ready to fucking go. You know what I'm saying? Like if you feel like you're going to get jumped, like you turn around like ready to, something's happening, you know?
Right.
But I wasn't like attack mode. I was something's happening mode.
Yeah.
And it just happened to like kind of catch him just right.
Dude,
I guess,
escalators fuck people up because of those metal. What are those metal stairs? You know?
Yeah.
Do they all have those? They're almost like a shaver. You know?
It was
a pretty
narrow one. You know, one right one side. You know, one next to each other going up and down, but a pretty narrow one because it was a long one. I mean, it was like three stories, probably two or three stories.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
that's my European adventure.
Hopefully we don't have any Prague fans who lost an uncle.
Prague fans.
I am a Prague fan. I am huge fan of Prague.
I'm a huge fan of Prague. Prague's a great fucking city. Really fun fucking place. You would love it.
What's your favorite Prague album?
Very metal. Very metal. Maybe like Yes, Fragile. Maybe.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to go to Prague.
Yeah.
I heard...
saw some good metal shows in Prague.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eastern Europe clubs their metal. I did hear recently from a friend that it has gotten very touristy there. It's gotten very Disney-like, you know, the facade.
I guess that like Bratislava and places like that are the cool places.
Is that a neighboring town?
It's in Slovakia.
Oh.
It's like but it's supposed to be, it's a beautiful, Sofia is supposed to be a place that like is kind of happening now. Mm. Budapest, I guess, is still pretty cool.
Oh, Hungary. Yeah.
But Prague used to be so cool. Like, oh my God, like fucking go into a bar and you could fucking buy everybody drinks and like just drink all night and your bill would be like $15.
Wow.
It's fucking great. It was great. Way better booze,
man,
than you're getting in the USA too.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's the home of the original Budweiser. The original Budweiser comes from just outside of there.
Really?
The German part of Czechoslovakia, yeah.
Huh.
Budweiser. Yeah.
Budweiser.
And they've got like their own Budweiser there that's really fucking good. But that's the only place that you get it is in Czechoslovakia.
A premium Budweiser.
And they don't like Budweiser, American Budweiser very. They don't think that's a cool thing.
They don't think
that's
very cool.
Yeah.
We just got a Bud Light.
At least the handful of drunks that I talked to about it there didn't really.
Yeah. They wouldn't be caught dead with Bud Light, huh?
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.